So we're back on Earth Tribe Radio, and we're going to talk today, right now, about the fear of the unknown.
That's so true for everybody, and especially when it comes to dying or changes or things moving or people dying or people leaving. It's very scary. And, you know, I think it all relates directly to fight and flight.
Yeah.
Because when we have some animals who live with us here, and we notice that they really, really like things being the same.
Same.
And that's because when things are the same, they don't have to think about it. It's just like this. But when things are different, they've got to assess it to see whether it's safe or whether it's okay.
They got to run away or they're okay.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's the same with us. And, you know, we're still very close to our... It takes thousands of years for our basic nature to change from tribal, and we're still kind of there. I think so when there is a change coming up, or when there's some chance of a change, there's part of us that goes, oh no, is this going to be safe?
Yeah.
Am I going to be okay?
Oh yeah. The biggest one I had to get through, you go back to ancient times and you can find the quote, the only constant is change.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can.
Everything changes.
Someone said that.
So it goes way, 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 way back.
Yeah.
I realized a number of years ago that in order to try to control things, mm-hmm. when I went to bed at night, I would think about all the things, every single thing that I had to do the next day, and in what order, so I wouldn't have to backtrack, or I wouldn't have to. So everything by the time I woke up in the morning was planned. Mm. And without exception, every day, something was thrown into the mixture that would change it all. And then I would freak out. Wait a minute, I was going to... So, you know, I thought, wait a minute, what am I doing here? What is this? You know? So it takes a while to get out of that, releasing the control of things.
Yeah.
Because everything changes every day.
It does.
The weather changes from moment to moment.
And even more so now than ever.
Yes, exactly.
And it does. I mean, you know, the thing is that I always said that about my mom. Like, one day she was here and the next day she died.
Yeah.
So it's even with people that we love.
Yeah.
We've both had a lot of people who have come to us, or some people anyway, who've come to us, who've been there, and then suddenly their loved one has an accident, or, you know, suddenly dies. A guy up the road was electrocuted while he was an electrician. And it was like everything was going along. The person was vibrant and healthy, and snap. Everything changes. So I think it's important to realize that when we do get fearful with changes, it's because the fight and flight is up.
So, and we are going to do a little thing called, I think, after the diagnosis,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, there were a lot of people being diagnosed with AIDS, for example. Or nowadays, and especially in a lot of the indigenous communities, they're being diagnosed with, and have been for a while, with diabetes.
Same as
everywhere,
I guess.
Everywhere. So, and now that we've been eating more food that's been altered by Monsanto and other companies that spray the poisons, we're all being, you know, so many of us are being diagnosed with something,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, shifts everything in your life. It doesn't mean that you're going to die. It means, well, I have to rethink this.
Change.
It's change. I have to change the way, well, if you're diabetic, you can't eat certain things. If you want to work through cancer, you don't want to eat sugars. There's so many things that change us from moment to moment. So it isn't somebody who's passing away. That's a shock to our systems when that happens. And it's good to breathe through it. When we get a diagnosis of something, we breathe through it and say, how is this going to change? Your father's died. How's this going to... This changes everything. I can't... You know, there's something I can't do. Well, yes, but I've always felt I have far better communication with my father since he passed.
Yes.
You know?
That's true.
It's a purer
It's much purer, because that's what a lot of people say, actually, when they realize that the person actually doesn't go, just the body drops, yeah. the best spacesuit drops, is that if they can actually make that connection before to the energy of yes. the person, and then it's easier to find after the when the change happens and their body drops, and they find, oh my gosh, I can really communicate with my dad for yeah. me, for, not for me, but for some people, that I couldn't communicate with him before. Yeah. You know, so it's actually even better. The changes often are better for us, not always, but there's always some gift in it, no matter. And the essence of it, I think, is if we go back and we live more on the inside, that's why the mirror work is really helpful.
Yes.
To get up in the morning and just say, life loves me, life loves me, I love me. And then just really look in your face and just, you'll start after a while to feel the energy in you. And when you attach more to the energy in you, than this external body, which is, you know, which is the wonderful vehicle of expanding our enlightenment, and it's, and you can live through the changes better.
That's what. Okay, we want to talk about karma. We want to talk about anything. Those are all changes. We've been given this lifetime where we are sitting now to work through, in some cases and in some beliefs, changes that we needed this spacesuit. To wear, to use in this lifetime to get through something from another past time.
You see, though, I look at it a little differently. Everybody's got different ways they look at it. From my point of view, I see that with past lives, each one of them has gives us a chance, some of which we carry forward, to expand through experience our enlightenment.
Oh, I love the way you say that.
Thank you.
I love that.
So it's not like, you know, because oftentimes people think, oh, this happened in past lives, so that here I'm going to have
it's
to go.
Not, and, yeah, I wasn't referring to karma as punishment.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no. So,
it's another opportunity, another chance.
But everybody has different ideas about it, and it's just my view from all the experiences I've had. But so change is very often not comfortable because of fight and flight, but it always brings a gift. So if you can connect with the oneness, that your vast energy, corners of the lips up, feel your feet, feel your hands, put tips of your fingers together, and just say to yourself, I can connect with me, and no matter what happens, this is where I'm going once this wonderful, amazing experience out here, once I'm finished with it. So
what brings this to mind is just, we have talked about it, you've talked about it before, connecting here and understanding the rivers of energy that go between us all, mm-hmm. and the trees and the plants and the rocks and the animals and everything. There are rivers of energy, so we're connected. We don't, when we drop the spacesuit, we are not lost.
No. And we just retract into the inner levels of energy, you know, and on that, because we tend to travel in a sense soul groups, we never lose the people that we've been close to.
Exactly. So I think that releasing the fear of the unknown is sort of trying to work your thinking into, when I step into the unknown or fall back into the unknown or am in the unknown, I am not lost.
No.
Because I think that's what fears brings a lot of the fear, is being lost and separated.
And again, if you can just take a little time every day to do the mirror work or to sit outside or sit in your apartment and just put your fingers together, put the corners of your lips up and connect with that incredible sweetness that is youth. And then just start breathing.
That is you.
Yes, that is you. Each of us, there's never, it's always there underneath all the stuff. And so if we can really connect with it, the change isn't as scary. I mean, yeah, if people are facing foreclosure, it is scary, yeah. because it's like, what do we do after that? It's like, how do we move beyond that? But we've all faced many obstacles in our life of all sorts, and we all know that we've gotten through them all.
And it's just reframing that fear into, okay, the next adventure.
Mm-hmm.
The next adventure. And I'll be okay. the next adventure and we'll be okay.
And there's one thing about aging.
It's the next adventure.
But also we've had so many adventures, we can look back and we say, look at that, I've been through this, and all several of those I thought I'd never make it through, but I did. Yeah. And look how much stronger I am for this change and for, you know.
And some of the most hard changes that come upon us turn out to be the best gifts you've ever received, you know. So,
so change is not easy a lot of the time, but it always brings a gift.
Yeah. So, we love you.
Earth Tribe Radio.
Earth Tribe Radio.